Like the fucker kitty. Meow.
What?
Is this thing on?
Can I just say, in our intro, I think it's kind of humorous that it says news gossip facts at the bottom.
Facts, we have facts. Vera, you deliver facts. That was a very old school opening to the show, wasn't it? Just random swearing and insults. That's for us. It's nice to go back and visit the past sometimes, isn't it? Only sometimes. Katie's going to cry. It's like old times. It's like old times, everyone. Mm-hmm. Welcome to this week's UCR Live. We are here. We are mass continental.
We tried. Bitch, you tried.
It's morning here in Australia. It is evening, nighttime. I guess.
Nice.
Look at how bright it is where Jeffrey is. Yes, girl.
Look at how dark
living
it is
his best life. All right, we'll start with Brooke because she looks so healthy. Brooke, how are you, Brooke?
I am on death's door, let me tell you. I am so unwell, coming to the tail end of a flu. It's not a cute moment at all, and I just want to go back to bed.
But you're here and you're a professional and you're dedicating your life to the show.
I have a red lip on and lots of eyeliner and I'm good.
You know what they say about ladies that wear a red lip?
What?
We're fucking crazy.
They constantly think about their vagina.
Oh.
Only you need to Google that shit, Vera. So, Vera, you're saying that you don't wear a red lip?
I don't.
Pink.
Because anytime I put lipstick on, I end up looking like Bozo or that John Wayne Gacy, the serial killer.
She's Pennywise. Vera. We're loving Judy today on her 100th birthday
Judy's
week.
I know Judy's looking pretty good back there.
I love Judy.
I got a new setup because I bought a new dining room table, so I've moved some chairs around.
Vera is so very, very fancy. Muy fancy.
That's me.
I'm really not used to having Katie McCarthy this close to me. Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm alive, I guess.
So positive. I'm glad people tune in for us and be like, hey. Well, Dakota says, you're all gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Oh, you're gorgeous, Katie.
Gorgeous. Oh, I love you, Dakota. You're the best. Well, made it out of COVID. Just fucking barely. It's been a month. Can we just get through June? Let's get to July. Let's just finish this up. Let's wrap it up.
Katie is not unscathed by the but that's an overshare that we don't really need to share.
No, we're not sharing with
Katie's insides and outsides.
Nope, that's family only. But happy and to be back.
I kind of wish I didn't know about it either. Just quietly. I'm like, Now, speaking of one busy bitch,
there he is,
Jeffrey Evans.
Darling.
Now, let's talk about you, because you have been all over the place. We got so many comments last week about you looking on fleek. Look at Jeffrey. Ooh.
Look at your eyebrows.
Everyone's loving the brows, Jeff.
I don't get it. They're plucked. That's loving it. The normal. Brows. I got my hair did before I left.
Yeah, you look on fire. You're all looking great. Now, obviously, you and Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That and Angelique Bates from Nickelodeon's All That were busy, busy beavers in Atlanta at Rangers Stop and Pop, right?
Yes. Yeah, well,
now, I would like you, before we even go any further, I would like the explanation on this.
Stop. There's people around.
Amazing.
I can't take him anywhere. Seriously.
So for those of you that couldn't see the clip, that would be one Miss Katrina A. Johnson getting motorboated by a green rate Power Ranger helmet. Jeffrey, your rebuttal.
What happened was, you really need to go follow us on TikTok at My Own Sense of Radio to maybe find out the secrets, and then stay tuned to Katrina A. Johnson on Instagram to see the videos that haven't dropped yet to get the full story, because there's things coming.
I can only imagine. Hello, Spartan is obviously back from another Facebook fan.
Spartan's got blue hair these days.
For however long,
looking
we don't know.
Looking fine as hell on Facebook.
We don't know how long Spartan's with us until he upsets someone else at the Facebook algorithm. You know, that happens. Oh, Madison Devine says, Jeffrey Emmett is looking like a whole snack. And you know what? Madison Devine should know, because foremost diner at the Man Buffet. He is a walking sperm bank. He is Madison Devine. Good. Jeffrey,
if
will not
got
be
a
drawn
runny nose, you know he's had a good night. Just saying.
You're a whole snack, Jeffrey. How do you feel about being a whole snack?
I feel violated.
You're a lunchable, Jeff.
I feel violated. I did learn something. Katrina told me that I'm socially dumb, and that I don't know what I'm being hit on. So that was
either.
That was interesting. We went to Shaka Khan.
Oh, Shaka Khan.
That's my thing. It was this gay club, and we got there, and I was like, oh, this looks like regret and smells like COVID, right? So we got there. And it's like right on the corner, and it's half outside, and there's just naked, sweaty men who I guess deodorant didn't go with their underwear that day.
No.
Oh, dear God.
I'm like,
that ruins the fantasy, doesn't it?
Oh, yep. God, none of it's attractive, right? And I'm just like too old for this shit, and they're all dancing, and it's packed, it's mobbed, it's all over the place. And we're with some folks that may or may not have been on television, maybe some colorful Rangers. And we had snuck out after the convention and went to this like outdoor barbecue thingamabob. And it was hot. It was crazy, wild. And yeah, so that was an experience. I just assume forget. And that turned into Katrina and I hanging out with this guy from England until the wee hours of the morning, getting to bed at 5 a.m., getting up at 8 a.m., and then driving 10 hours back home. 11
That's
hours back
love.
Home. Yeah,
That's
so,
love.
Yeah.
Katrina was, drove with you?
No, she flew. She didn't get on the flight, but.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Let's be real about the situation. Oh, I even did a Katrina then. Let's be real about the situation.
Yeah, it was wild. I had to curl hair. That was an experience. She realized that I'm not a good gay, because I'm like, girl, I don't do hair. I don't do makeup. I'm not that gay. I'm not good at those things. No. Mm-mm. But it was such a fun time. We had like the blur next to us. They were playing music, so we were jamming out. Katrina totally killed the panel for all that. She was hysterical. She had everybody laughing. The Ranger Stop and Pop was just such a good time. Karen, Nikia, and Mikey put on such a great show. We really did have an amazing time.
Oh, I didn't get that picture. We need to post it on our page of you guys with Karen.
Oh, is it up there somewhere?
No, we did. It's on. I think you posted it on your Instagram. I'm pretty sure, but it's not on the show page. I think it'd be cool. So you had a little catch up with Miss Karen Ashley as well, didn't you, Jeffrey?
Yeah. And then we hung out with Steve Cardenas a lot. Haven't seen him in a while. He was very sweet. He sent the boys home pictures. Mikey sent the kids toys. Nikki and Catherine were great. Paulie and Jason Narvi were amazing. It was great to catch up. I hadn't seen these guys in you know, a few years, unless I saw them somewhere when I'd run into Karen. You know, Katrina and I haven't been in the same spot in 10 years. So for everybody to be reunited, it was amazing.
That's why I think, how strange is it going to be, guys, in under 4 months now, we will be there. We will be in the same We'll be in the same space, seeing if we can actually survive being that close to each other. Each other. Yeah, right.
I'm so excited.
Oh, well, there was a little drama. Angelique and I almost killed each other the very first night we were in town.
Oh, dear.
Nice. That sounds fun. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we were at each other's throats, and then the next day we were like, I'm sorry.
You guys do have very big brother sister energy.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're together, sure. That's like, I'm gonna kill
well,
her.
You know, text messages are not a good thing, right?
No.
Well, no, it was not it was before the first event, because Thursday we had Movie Buster, right? Which is this awesome
Which
thing.
Which looks it's so cool.
It's still going on in Atlanta, so if you're in Atlanta, go check out Save the Video Store. I love Erin. She created it. It is amazing. Go check it out. Movie Buster, Save the Video Store. I'll make sure the link is up again on the store. It's there till like mid-July. Such a fun experience. An interactive show. They have a whole thing. It looks like a blockbuster. And they went and like redid all the movie posters. So it's some kind of goofy take or, you know, some funny thing. And they really did a great job with it. It was so much fun. And I can't wait to like get to hang out with her a little bit more and do some things.
It looks like an elder millennial's like dream playground. Like how good were Friday nights at the video store? Friday nights, Saturday nights at the video store. It's like I had FOMO. I was like, oh, I want to be there.
Well, so like get ready for that. We're like running around Atlanta, right? We got to drive. Okay, now mind you, I've been in the boondocks for like 2 years. Okay, there's one traffic light I have to do to get to the grocery store. Just one. In Atlanta, I got to cross like 12 lanes.
Oh, did you have a panic attack?
No, I didn't have a panic attack, but I was swearing a lot. And Katrina's like, are you okay? And I'm just whipping through things, losing, missing things. She's like, Jesus Christ. Do you want me to drive? Finally, I'm like, that's it. I'm done. I'm not doing this no more. I don't care if it costs me $700 for the rest of the trip. I'm Ubering everywhere we go.
And I did too.
Right. I'm like, no. I'm like, I can get black car service here. That's what we're doing. And I did too everywhere. And then she tried. I'm blowing her spot up. I don't care. She's not on. She totally got us an Uber to the event, and it was a Malibu. There's a video. I don't know if she posted it yet, right? She's like, Jeffrey's all pissed off. He's all bougie because he's mad because I got us an Uber and it's a Malibu. It was a Malibu. And then I got us one and it was a Cadillac Escalade and the damn thing rode like a Dodge Neon. I was horrified. I'm like, this is trash. Gutter trash.
See, it's not always about, you know, the dollar sign. Sometimes
no, so after that, I made sure if it was a Cadillac Escalade, I declined it and I got us a Suburban. I was like, nope, don't think so. No, thank you.
I don't think so, not today. No. All right, well, we've had it. That's a nice little cut. I'm actually feeling very fresh now. We've got a haircut. I think it looks amazing. Thank you. I think with the time of not working, because last week all I did was sleep. What a lazy bastard. after working so much, I was like, work. And I went, ugh, and like literally couldn't keep my fat eyes open for a week. So much so that I went to have a nap the other day and hurt myself. I hurt my back sleeping. But I think my psyche is trying to have like a, you know, auto refresh, you know, like when you've got to restart your computer to update it. I feel like my subconscious is doing that to me. I've had these really specifically weird dreams. Like I had a dream that I was back doing hospitality, waiting tables, and I couldn't do it and I had no shoes on.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't belong here anymore.
Are those your
I was like, that's me telling me this is not my ground for me to step on anymore. Okay, like, so I shouldn't be here.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you have, like, really specific, like, stress anxiety dreams? Because
yes. I had a lovely one last night, actually. And, again, I think this is my brain just going on the rinse and repeat cycle. It was back in the day when I was working in hospital, actually, I had, like, crushes on this guy. And he was straight as the day is long. Lovely dude. And I had a very, like, I had a lovely dream about it last night. And then at the end of the dream, I couldn't find him. Like, it wasn't a sex dream. It was just like a nice dream.
So
and
it was
then
a sex dream.
I woke up, but in the dream, at the end of the dream, I couldn't find him in this big house. I'm like, oh, my mind is playing tricks on me.
They abandoned you.
So
to me, I can't be loved.
So when I'm really overwhelmed and stressed out, I have dreams about losing my teeth.
Everyone
like they just fall right out. Like it's just, yeah. I just like, I touch them and they're just gone, just out. I did not know that was an everyone thing. Like every time I tell someone, like that's my stress dream, they look at me.
Do you know what else that means? Do you know what else that means?
What?
Lay off the meth.
I can't help myself.
I can't help it.
Speaking of meth. Did you guys watch, you know, because I came home and I was like, I'm not doing squat for a few days. So I binge watched the whole first season of The New Queer as Folk. Did anybody watch?
I've heard all about it. I was on the phone with Jeffrey at 12:45, I think.
My whole schedule is all jacked up from not sleeping.
Like, what time is it where you are?
Okay, 2 a.m.
Watched a lot of Stranger Things on my COVID time.
Listen, I always know it's gonna be good when I'm like, "Hey," and he goes, "Listen." I'm like, "Oh, okay." It's gonna be a long conversation. Okay.
I kind of just thank God that Jeffrey doesn't like me that much because I like sleeping.
Oh no, my phone goes off and I see a Katie. Fuck.
I love the caps locks.
Katie.
He just rings me these days. I get two messages and then a phone call. He's like, "Oh, I'm too lazy. I can't."
I'm kind of glad that Jeffrey doesn't call me. Just saying. I love you, Jeffrey.
Now you've dubbed yourself in.
Yep.
I won't answer.
I do miss the days where Vera used to pocket dial everyone and meetings at the beginning. Like, everyone's like, and Katrina's like, "Vera, what are you doing?" You know it's serious when Katrina A. Johnson weighs in on the chat. You're like, "Hello."
But at one point, I didn't even know she was in the room, as in like part of the chat.
She's like Big Brother. She's always watching.
She's watching. She's taking it all in.
Taking it all in and stroking her titties like an evil genius. That's why we like it. Speaking of Katrina's titties. Let's jump into hot this way.
Hot topics.
We need to do like an award-winning, like cinematography version of it when we're over in the States. live Katrina TV.
We
kind of
got the Power Ranger helmet to motivate.
I know, but she can be like, "That'd be cool."
That's gonna get nuts, by the way.
I wonder why. And that other dress she was wearing, woo! That fluoro. She was nearly wearing. You go, girl. I was like, damn.
Gorgeous.
She must have been taped into that like no one's business. Jeffrey cannot confirm or deny. He's a bad gay.
There may not have been some safety pins involved.
I was about to say, he's a bad gay. He can't Hollywood tape to save his life. All right, I'm going to start it out and admitting. Here we go. Please take note on the 17th of June / 16th of June. I admit I was wrong.
Whoa.
We talked about Rebel Wilson coming out last week and Luke and I were quite suspect of the timing. And everything like that, given that she's been quite, you know, media heavy lately with everything that happens in her life. Turns out there's been a revelation this week that she had no intention of coming out, that the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age here in Australia got wind of the relationship, approached her people and gave her 2 days to give them an exclusive before they would promote the story. They've then been upset when she has basically gazumped them and gone, okay, I'm taking control of the narrative and, you know,
come out
herself. Obviously not a huge secret because this woman's been in a lot of her social media, but that is not cool. I may not like enjoy what Rebel does a lot of the time, but especially in Pride Month, and the guy that did it is an out gay male. Like, you don't do that to someone. If she was not ready or not wanting to come out in a public area, that's shitty, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen a lot of militant out gay people trying to force other people. Do you remember how Jodie Foster was hounded before she came out?
Yeah, that was kind of...
She did make a movie.
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah, too, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like there seems to be this unspoken thing among gay media that you have to be out, you have to be an ally, you have to represent. There's no room for any other discussion. You know?
See, but this is not the first time this guy's done this either. So he, you guys won't know this gentleman, but I'm going to show you some very choice shots. He also did an opinion piece. This is the worst thing. An opinion piece on Hugh Sheridan, who is an Australian actor and all-round delicious individual. We're just doing this because I want to look at the pictures. It's a bit of a thirst trap.
Today. Oh, hello.
Sheridan last year came out as non-binary, so he does they, them pronouns, was engaged to a man. He's gorgeous. Oh, they are gorgeous. I'm like, oh, my God, Hugh Sheridan, make me your wife. this reporter basically was saying that, you know, this is all promo for Hugh Sheridan. Everyone knows you're gay, rah, rah, rah. Everyone's seen you around. You're only doing this to get yourself back in the spotlight. I'm like, that's really icky. Like,
this reporter is an asshole.
Granted, what we do is, you know, our opinions on news stories. We are not professional journalists with, you know, getting paid to report fact and writing an opinion piece, basically outing people and all that kind of stuff. That's not cool in my book.
I don't think we would ever try to out someone.
Yeah, I don't think we... And I, you know...
We can all have our opinions, but it's quite...
assholes.
Yeah. It's quite different. Like, we're all assholes. Like assholes. Everyone's got one.
No, we're all assholes for sure.
Lindsey Graham, yes. Excellent point.
Yeah, but that's our opinion. We're not going... We're not saying this is fact and we're going to hold you to ransom over it. Like, ew.
No.
Yeah, there's a very big difference between threatening saying we're going to run the story in 24 hours.
Time out. Yeah. I'm stating a fact. Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer. Anyway.
Wouldn't it be great? That'd be so much. That'd make him so much more interesting.
It's Grandpa Munster.
One more time. Just one more time before we move on.
Yeah, just wait. Okay. Wait, hold on. Other photo too.
It's
next one. This. Yeah, okay. There we go.
Very Clark Kent there. I'm like, yeah.
Very Clark Kent.
I was just going to say.
I would hop into a phone booth with you.
Yep. Yep. That's pretty good.
Look, Hugh, if you want to come on the show.
Solid 9 inches.
Hugh, if you want to come on the show, we're not going to say no. We would love to see you.
We are also going to ask how many quarters. And
we will be wildly inappropriate.
We will be wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, we're totally
speaking of wildly inappropriate, I saw this image and thought wildly inappropriate thoughts.
That is terrible.
So this is Ryan Gosling as Ken in the new Barbie movie.
Madison
now, I did not see it, okay? I'm going to say I did not see it, but there is a slight resemblance to someone that we know.
You are not going to.
It looks like Luke.
Look at Luke in his twinky days. He's not here.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
And Luke was dressed as the creature from Rocky Horror. Look at Twinkie Luke living his best life.
I feel like that should be Luke's Halloween costume. He should go as Ken. I think it'd be perfect.
I know. I would be, if I looked like either of them in that photo, I would definitely probably not be wearing clothes a lot. That's just like,
I gotta tell you guys,
congratulations, boys.
I admit that I haven't bought a Ken doll in a long time, but my recollection is that Ken had dirty brown hair.
Not bleach blonde.
See, this is the thing. The controversy is that everyone is pointing out that he looks a lot like Magic Earring Ken from the 80s. the one that is like uber gay, but also came with the necklace which looked like a cock ring. So who knows what Greta Gerwig is up to with this movie? If I'll try and find a picture of let me have a look. Magic Earring Ken. Talk amongst yourselves for a second, please. Katie will be back momentarily.
Please. I just want them to use the Barbie Girl song in the movie. That's I think I need it.
I've seen Aqua Live, and that is such a good song live. Hey, it's so much fun.
They are a good time.
It was my very first drag song. Because I was doing a number in somebody else's thing, and I'm like, well, I gotta be on stage once because I'll be too nervous. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, oh, I know that song inside and out, right? I'll do that. And I did it in a muumuu and like some big white hair. The owner like did me up, and I was mouthing both parts.
Look, you're an equal opportunities queen, and we appreciate that. We like that. All right, I've got the picture. Hold up. Let me just get back here. I'm trying to multitask too much. You bitches are making me work for my non-money today.
Sorry.
Okay. So here is the controversy. Looks the same, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's magic earring Ken on the right. Oh, okay.
It does look like a cock ring.
It is a cock ring. So magic earring Ken. Yeah. I hope that that's what they're doing because I think that will be hilarious.
Hilarious.
Oh, here we go. I was late on the chat. Ace Brownie's like, I thought that was Luke. Luke's head's gonna be like,
yeah.
Son comes back on the podcast.
You're right. He's gonna be like, I'm too fat now.
Madison Devine, yes, Daddy Luke. And it was my first drag song too, Jeffrey. There you go. Madison Devine.
Was it bird sound to Sasquatch in Jeffrey's backyard?
Totally. He's coming to get you. The Great Chippewa Falls.
I'm having so much fun.
I've got a great new idea for a necklace now. Thank you, Spartan. There you go. You'll probably don't wear it on Facebook. You'll get banned. It's not my fault. Okay. I will not be responsible.
Spartan's gonna get banned for just breathing on Facebook.
This story broke while we were on air last week. But Brittany got married.
Yay!
Ironclad prenup. They both have their own finances and expenses. So we are fine there. She got an Atelier Versace dress made for the occasion. Donatella's there. Paris is there.
Donatella.
Drew Barrymore's there. Selena Gomez is there. And the face formerly known as Madonna.
What the hell is wrong with Madonna's face? Holy shit.
Madonna, can only have so much collagen, girls, before you start Madonna, to look like this.
Look, I love her. She's the queen of everything. But girl. Mm. Oh, she looks...
Yeah.
Well-worn, let's say it. Well-worn.
That's being nice.
And that's a nice thing to say about Madonna.
Yeah, that's being nice.
I am nice about Madonna.
You were being very nice.
But she's the queen. She's the queen of gay rights. It's pride. It's all that kind of thing.
Of gay rights? Wait a minute.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
In the 90s, she was. In the 90s, she was. Someone has come to save. Someone is back to save pop music, though. Whether you like it or not, take a deep breath. Clench your ass cheeks because Beyonce is imminent. Now, normally that wouldn't be.
Beyonce bitch hasn't making, had a good record, and
she's making a dance album,
years.
Bitch. Gays everywhere are about to lose their wigs.
Sorry, did you not hear Lemonade?
I love Lemonade.
She's not had a good album in 20 years. 20 years.
No, Lemonade's only been a few.
Lemonade was
that
fantastic.
That was trash.
Trash. Jeffrey says no.
Jeffrey
doesn't have hot sauce in his bag.
Are you trash. Okay?
You're going to have to turn in your gay card.
Swag.
Trash.
It's not even a gay album. It's a fantastic album.
It's a very pop star heavy show, I've just realized.
Oof. Anyways.
We do have to say congratulations to one Miss Jennifer Hudson.
Yes, girl.
She's an EGOT. She's an EGOT now. Woo, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. Jenny. Work it out. For someone that came seventh on their season of American Idol.
And was told by that stupid fuck Simon that she wouldn't have, she's better off singing for cruise ships.
Oh,
honey, my God.
Was she in the spotlight now, ain't she?
Yeah, she is.
She's got her own talk show coming out next year. She's host. She's judge on The Voice UK. You forget until she opens her mouth, you're like, fucking hell, you can sing. That's crazy.
She's so good.
The noise that comes out of that woman, I'm like, oh, God. Makes me feel some kind of way.
Yes. Oh.
Preach. Effie, we all got pain, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Like Justin Bieber, the poor bastard.
Oh. Okay, come on. Crossing a line here.
Like, you gotta, like,
guys, come
say
on.
What you want about the Bieber, but that's just unfortunate. That is so unfortunate. That's... And it's like, it's gonna be a long lasting issue, apparently.
Oh.
Ramsey's Hunt syndrome's caused partial paralysis of his face.
I feel so bad.
But it is temporary.
I feel so bad for him.
I got a lot of tomatoes in the garden.
What the fuck?
This is Jeffrey's code for I don't care about Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Fira, can I ask a nurse question?
You can.
Is this similar to Bell's palsy at all?
Yes, it's all part of the trigeminal nerve thingy. He's got the best medical care.
Oh my God.
Oh. Ace Browning.
Go to and your the room, is, Ace.
The answer is no,
Go
he is
to
not Marie.
Your room.
He's not Jeffrey's cousin.
The
there was no shot to the eye.
Is doing your exercises so that the paralyzed side doesn't.
Bad timing, Vera.
That's what I got for making fun of Madonna, right?
Yeah. Hers is self-induced.
The paralyzed
though.
Side doesn't atrophy.
Marty!
What did he say?
Oh, God. What do we say? He's a messy bitch.
No, not
that
him.
Spartan says, Marty says, I take one from.
From Usher is what he's meaning
oh,
to
from
say.
Usher. Oh. Where is Usher these days? Oh, that's a blast from the past. Oh
my he's God. Busy paying child support.
Yeah, right. Him and Nick Cannon. Like busy, busy, busy. Busy, busy. All right, this is interesting.
Like kids.
Interesting slice of news. There's going to be a Joker 2.
I like this casting. I know
Lady
what
you're Gaga
say.
Is yes. rumored to be. Like they're
Harley
like
Quinn
headhunting her for the role of Harley Quinn.
I'm into
it's
it.
Tentatively titled Joker Folie à Deux, The Madness of Two, and it's meant to be a musical.
I'm Ooh. Into it. Sign me up.
Can Joaquin Phoenix sing?
Yes.
Oh, he sang in Johnny Cash.
Did you not see Walk the Line?
One would debate whether Johnny Cash is musical worthy vocals, though. Oh. Are we going to be a Russell Crowe situation, Les Mis here? Are we going to be a Pierce
no.
Brosnan, Mamma Mia situation here?
No.
But Russell Crowe was decent. Well, okay, fine, whatever.
I just love that his band is called 30 Odd Foot of Grunt.
Y'all thought Beyonce had a good album a few years ago. So.
Yeah, like
Jeffrey's in for Beyonce.
That was a good album. You're the only one who thought it wasn't a good.
I'm down for this, if only for the album that Gaga will bring out, because she can stop pretending that she's an actress now. She's not interested. Look, she's not interested in being a pop star anymore, and she's full. I reckon she is gritting her teeth to do this tour. Because she barely supported that Chromatica album.
Because that album was trash.
She released
there,
one single.
I said that. Beyonce's.
Everyone else was like,
Lemonade
it.
Wasn't trash.
People wanted
Chromatica
that.
Was trash.
People wanted that album so much. The gays were all about it. And she's like, whatever. I'm an actress. I'm in House of Dracula.
She got a bad hip.
Welcome to House of Gucci. Why did she sound like a vampire?
Everyone did.
Because
their,
she
their accents
you.
Were terrible.
Welcome to House of Gucci. Someone get her a clothes.
Did you just
garlic.
Say House of Gucci?
Look, I thoroughly enjoyed her in A Star Is Born. I thought she was great. I thought she was great as the Countess in American Horror Story. But, girl, people want you to be a pop star. I know you don't want to be a pop star anymore.
No,
like, money in pop star.
There's money. There's like, what wouldn't you? And this might just be me being
Beyonce
greedy slut.
Worth like $60 billion.
Wouldn't you go, hey, pop album, passion project, pop album, passion project. Make that money, and then you can do whatever you want.
I think her days of like having hit pop albums are probably like coming to a close.
You never know.
They didn't close for Madge.
She doesn't have big hits anymore. Like her albums, like they're
her albums peak at number one, and then they go bloop, bloop.
In like gay dance charts. 200
million gay guys are still buying her albums.
But she's not topping like Billboard.
He's like, it's me. It's me.
I'm not buying that new one. I don't care. I am a bad gay. I fucking hate dance music remixes. I'm like, just give me the real song. I don't hear.
Yes.
Like a. Like, fucking hell, get to the point. You make a 3-minute song 7.5 minutes and you never get to the good part.
Nobody's got time for that.
That's like, I don't enjoy going out in Australia, like, or back in, well, not now, because I don't know any of the music. Actually, I do know the music because it's just music from 20 years ago put over like a tropical house beat. But I hate it when you go out the DJ's like, you know this one. And they play 2 seconds of this on to the next one. I'm like, bitch, play a whole song.
Right.
What do we have? Like, we all have ADD from Spotify.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Mix it. I can't deal with it.
Yes. We've elevated the DJ just a little too far.
Well, Paris Hilton's a DJ. Paris Hilton's a DJ now. Come on. Wait. Iconic moment. Iconic moment.
Well, here we go.
She sang Stars Are Blind the other day live.
At the wedding?
At her DJ set.
What?
Oh. And you didn't send me a
video? You didn't send me a video?
And you were away when it happened.
It was pre-recorded.
No, it was live. Either way, I was like, that album,
that is one of my favorite jams of hers. I'm not ashamed to admit I still listen to Stars Are Blind.
Me too.
I love that little
Stars
Are
Blind gets me in like the tropical mood. I want to be able to
Yes, it's a perfect summer song.
It's a great song. Look, we all agree on this.
It's a summer song, yes.
We all agree on this.
I'm going to sit over here and be old with Vera, and I don't know.
What about Since I'm already screwed, here's a message to you. My heart's wide open. She should have released that as a single. I would have been all about that fucking life. That album was fire. Oh, I love it when she's like, the first song turned out, she's like, Scott Storch. Yeah. I'm like, yes. She was yachting before Ariana said, yeah. Yeah. No one here listens to Ariana Grande, do they? It's all right.
I listened to the one album.
I'll be the young one here. It's okay.
I listened to what's it like 35 plus 69 or something, whatever that
you
is.
You love the filthy songs Jeff's about. Yeah,
of course.
I've got
a bunch of
not
them.
Not the newest album, the one before it. What was it?
Chromatica was amazeballs, says Spartan.
I guess I'm just not a gay man. Sorry, I thought it was trash.
As much as you want to be, Katie, you are not allowed.
But you liked Lemonade. Okay.
Lemonade was
if y'all don't hear from me, y'all know that they got me for the Usher comment.
Sweetener.
Sweetener. I've got a bit of time for Ari. I think she's very talented.
I think she's talented.
I don't know that the music that she makes necessarily meets her vocal talent, but that's not the music she wants to make. So good luck to her. Speaking of music we want to make, Lizzo has had a moment this week. A bit of controversy, right? Mm. So her new single, Girls, obviously we have not been able to get away from, if you're on TikTok, you know it's about damn time. Yep. So Girls is the new single. And it has caused a bit of an uproar. Because she used an ableist slur at the beginning.
She took
it
out.
I don't understand.
Now, and if you're going to be offended, I'm very sorry, but I'm just reporting the news.
Hey, so I'm not offended.
No, I'm talking to the
five
people watching.
Well, that's a small fucking miracle.
I know, right?
Can you say that out loud?
I didn't even. You did. So she says, I'm about to spaz.
Yes.
In the beginning of it.
Why is she changed offensive?
It's because it is symptomatic.
Is
thing to do with cerebral palsy. And
yes.
That,
okay. Yeah, so, they, all right. They feel, so now we can't say I'm a spaz?
No, you can't.
Fuck you all and all your goddamn feelings. You all can kiss my ass.
I didn't say
ass.
Anything. Did
everybody
I say anything?
On the fucking
did
planet I say anything? That is offended about everything, you've all gone too fucking far. Every last gay person, fucking emotional person, everybody. Fuck you
every
all.
Last, every last gay person. Every
didn't say anything. Didn't say anything.
I think Where's she's Bob? Really
bleeping out fucking somebody's old name. Fuck you all. I'm so done with this
she's,
bullshit.
Oh my god. Wait, no. Can we talk about, did anyone hear Demi Lovato's new song?
Oh, fuck Demi Lovato. Isn't she fucking dead yet?
They.
Nope. Actually.
Oh, she's,
she does.
Oh, no, no, no. Back, we've gone backwards, have we?
No. She actually goes by they and she.
Of course she does.
Oh, my God.
So the new song, Skin of My Teeth.
Sounds exactly like Celebrity
horribly
skin.
Written. But steals the baseline of fucking
celebrity skin
by fucking I was gonna say corn, fucking hell, hole. If there's one person I would not piss off
when I wake up,
Courtney fucking Love, she will get you.
What song is this?
Demi Lovato's new song. It's called Skin of My Teeth.
So maybe Courtney.
She's
very
obviously
close
writing.
To doing
let's just
for
say she's
world.
Obviously writing her own music.
Somebody remind me of this as soon as we get off air, because you know I need to listen to this.
I'll play it for you when we get off air.
I love that song.
Again, Demi Lovato.
Was one of my favorites to do in drag.
Fantastic.
That whole album was so fucking good.
Aren't they waiting
to
be sucked up to space?
Oh my God. Have you? Oh, did you not see the? All right. I didn't post this because I was like, oh, that's funny. But apparently China has received a transmission from deep space. An intelligent transmission from deep space. They reported it on the news, and now it's all disappeared off the aliens are coming, kids. They've heard Demi's single, and they're not fucking
happy. They know
happy.
That we're about to fuck it up, and they want the planet.
They know.
You guys either had that, your chance. You're done.
Let's just either give that, it to or them.
They Seriously. Are hungry, and they saw this article about two workers at the M&M factory.
Wait a minute. What's that flavor, and is that real?
It looks like Oreo. Some
Oreo.
Kind of Oreo.
Looks like Oreo.
Yeah, it looks like a Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Moment. Fell into a vat of chocolate waist height and were trapped there for hours. Now,
yes,
we do not,
they said it could have been fatal.
We do not know the temperature of the chocolate.
We don't. It had to be warm enough to be melted. So
right.
Probably
but they survived.
Degrees. I know, but...
They had to cut open the tank. They didn't.
What kind of fucking Willy Wonka fatty on a diet nightmare slash fever dream is that? Like, I fell into the chocolate vat and then I ate my way out.
My big question is, did they get rid of that batch of chocolate?
They had to take that one.
Yes, they had to.
Did the people that were stuck need
to? That's a special Pete and Dave flavored M&M.
Like, do you think they'll ever eat chocolate again?
Like, could you imagine, like, munching on an M&M and going, this one tastes a bit like shit.
Tastes like Dave.
Like, oh, this is very Dave.
This tastes like Blue Jean.
Oh, my God. This is not
tastes
okay.
like David.
Oh, my God.
Tastes like my cousin David.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Wow.
Is that a bit redneck then? Excuse me, everyone. That's a little screen grab for y'all. Merry Christmas. I have the gift that keeps on giving. There is another gift that keeps on giving. Jeffrey ain't going to be happy about it.
No,
we have to talk about
it. No, we have to.
This fat ass bitch ruining a piece of history.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
Kim Kardashian has destroyed the Marilyn Monroe dress. Big surprise.
Big fucking surprise.
Katie McCarthy, go.
I read an article today that said Ripley's, believe it or not, received that dress in that condition when they got it in 2017. So this is all just a smear campaign against Kim Kardashian.
Ripley's does not get to claim that they are guardians.
The article that I read is that photo was the proof of insurance photo that is the condition it went out in from one of the experts at the Ripley's, and then it was returned in said condition because there was no
Ripley's
pulling.
Does not get to claim any fucking moral high ground. They sold that dress to the highest bidder. Fuck you, Ripley. You don't get to be mad about this. The time to be mad was when she offered the $6 million.
I think we get to be mad about it though. Like, it's like fucking hell, dude. That's a piece of history.
No, I'm saying Ripley is defending her. They're defending him.
Well, that's because Mama manager is probably on the phone going, "You better not say anything bad about my whore daughters. My whore daughters."
You cash the check for $6.5 million, Ripley. You keep your mouth shut. That's what she's saying.
Probably.
Yeah. Huh. So Fett says you're going to go off, but Jeffrey doesn't have the power. Jeffrey don't have the power no more to go off about Kim K.
You know, I think we've spent enough time on this topic. Let's move on to the next one.
I just want everyone to know it, when the designer of the dress says she shouldn't have worn it because it was made specifically for Marilyn. She was sewn into the dress to walk out on stage, walk back off, and be taken out of it. This bitch was doing stairs, trying to fit that fat surgically. Yeah,
antique dress. No one should be wearing it. It should be under ultraviolet light. It should be protected by glass. Nobody's skin oils should be touching it because they degenerate cloth.
And imagine what
Kim's
actually transferred to that thing.
Here's the other thing. It doesn't even work for Kim, and not even because of who she is, because of her skin tone. It was made for Marilyn's skin tone to make her appear to look naked. So it doesn't match Kim Kardashian's skin tone. So the illusion doesn't work for Kim. It doesn't match.
Sasquatch.
Okay, can you tell Bigfoot to shut the fuck up? This is distracting.
Jeffrey's getting attacked. Maybe you can rent out the mystery machine and solve the drama, Jeffrey. Matthew Lillard is in on the action when it comes to Airbnb. He's getting his payday to, pimp out the mystery machine. Now, it is only available for a very short amount of time. There's an outdoor setting, that goes with it. There's snacks. There's Scooby snacks. There's all that kind of stuff. Smart piece of marketing.
Does the snack Matthew Lillard come with the
He does not. But he looks quite good in the modern day Shaggy getup. But he's also been, in the news for supporting Nev Campbell this week.
Yes, he is.
He said, "Did Tom Cruise take less money from Top Gun Maverick? Fuck no, dude. So why is a woman supposed to take less? Why wouldn't you pay her more as the series goes on? And was Scream 5 a hit or not a hit? It was a smash hit. Did they make a shit ton of money? Yes. Should Nev Campbell be paid for the work she's done in 5 movies of a franchise? Yes, because she's the female lead of one of the most successful horror franchises. Thank you, Matthew Lillard."
That just makes me more attracted to him.
Amen. That's just like, you go, boy.
And Katie, I would kick him out of bed, hun, but only to do him on the floor.
Oh! We love us a feminist man. We love
him.
The Scooby van. Isn't it still sleeping in a fucking van?
It
is, but people are going to pay for it. So more fool them. More fool them.
If he's in that van, I'll sleep in it.
Yeah, I'm betting he doesn't come.
I'd be pissed if I was him, though, because David Arquette kind of like jumped his gun with the Scream house because that was Stu's house, like when you could stay in the house from Scream. Mm-hmm. It was Stu's house. It was Matthew Lillard's character's house. He would like be like, "Hey, that's my fucking house, dude. Don't Airbnb my house."
Yeah, but maybe they didn't. Upset. But maybe they didn't offer it to him.
Well, I think that Arquette is probably a more prominent
Courtney
name.
Courtney and Dave bought it when they were still together, didn't they?
Oh, Safet has gossip. Vera, do you know about this? You think the Kim K is worse? Wait until you hear the Wall Street Journal story about Vince McMahon.
Who's Vince McMahon?
Oh, I don't know.
Vince McMahon.
WWE.
Look, Brooke's going to be on this. She's going to be like, "I am fucking
on
this case.
I'm all over this shit like a fat kid."
Thank you,
Safet.
We're on it. We'll get on that. We will report back. Speaking of groups of weird, strange people gathering for no apparent reason.
Dumbasses.
Idaho Pride. Do you want to, like, fill me in on this story, people?
Sure. I will. It's probably going to be my rant.
Oh, well, we can talk about it later, but...
Yeah, let's skip this one.
Just give me a general overview of it.
These fuckwits loaded their fucking dumbasses into a U-Haul, all wearing matching khakis and blue t-shirts, and decided they were going to create a riot at a pride party in Idaho. Fortunately for all the people at the pride party, somebody saw them coming out of their hotel looking like a small army of nitwits and called the police. And the police found 35 of them huddled in a van with riot gear and smoke bombs.
So what the khakis and the navy blue, it's like their unofficial uniform. For what,
their uniform.
What group is it?
What is their name?
Small dick white men? Or...
Yeah, small dick white men. That's it. Any group.
Yep. Okay, boys, right here. Yeah. Small dick white men. Okay.
Right.
Yep. Jeff, I want you to fill me in on this story. Because you...
Nope, Katie, that's mine. That's mine.
Okay, Katie.
Nope.
What happened at Barry County Jail that... You know,
that's mine.
They look like they're all related.
Kind of. It's kind of like a weird progression of meth. Meth, like...
Whale.
Whale, Katie.
Well, what had happened was...
She did the thing.
These three winners they decided, I think it's worth mentioning that these three are nonviolent offenders and they were in a county jail and they decided, yeah, I've had just about enough. So they essentially poked a hole in a ceiling, climbed down into the maintenance room and essentially waited for an optimal time to walk out the door and then just kind of walked out of the jail.
Well, they didn't find out. They did it at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, they didn't find out
they were missing until the next morning at breakfast.
Yep, because the
where
jail
were
is...
they in Mayberry? Jesus,
down here.
They went to Jeff's house for the night and had a cook up.
They are
Barry Fife off
Barry County Jail, and the jail is understaffed. So that is their main reason for apparently letting that happen.
Don't worry. They boarded up the ceiling.
They boarded it up.
They done boarded up the ceiling.
As we went to air, I got a text saying they caught the third one.
They caught Lance. Damn.
They done caught Lance. And he was fixing to make an escape.
I was hoping Lance would get away.
I was hoping
he was going to hop in the General Lee and drive on
brother
home.
Brother Daryl and
the
other brother Daryl.
Sounds good. Ding, 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 ding.
You just can't make this shit up.
Like, how is your jail so... Like, just, that they could...
climb through the ceiling!
We are quite familiar with that kind of story, aren't we, Brooke? Yeah, so, we are... Brooke and I, with Anna and Renata, we do guided tours and, like, ghost hunting stuff at Maitland Jail. Now, Maitland Jail is operated for 150 years as a jail. Yeah. Australia's longest-serving jail. They decided to design this U-Butte architectural like wonder of a shower block. The only problem is they built it outside of the prison walls. So one of the sites of the biggest escapes of Maitland Jail happened to be the shower block.
Yeah, there were 8 inmates that climbed up through a vent and onto the roof. And
I
then,
feel like we're crossing the streams here, Brooke.
Yeah. Sorry.
I feel like we should be in the dark telling this story. We usually are. Yeah,
so they climbed through a vent and onto the roof. And the only reason, because it was a few weeks after a really big riot happened at Maitland Jail, and a passerby actually phoned the jail and went, "Are you guys having another riot?" Like, and they're like,
Brooke,
"No, not the world."
I think we're still suffering a hangover. We had a very big weekend last night with Ian and Renata. I spoke to them. They will be coming soon. Coming soon to the show. Yay! They're going to come and do the live show with us very soon.
Favorite girls. Do you have ghost stories to tell us?
I actually have one that happened to me this weekend, last weekend. At the jail. It was very cool.
It was very cool.
It happened at about 4:30 in the morning too. So I was like, I was done. I was like, all right, cool. So we were, our lovely friend Michelle and I were in a building that we don't usually get access to. So it's the kitchen block. And we haven't been in, we as Newcastle Ghost Tours haven't been in there for 12 months. The last people that were in there were Ian and Renata and an Aussie/Novocastrian comedian, Isaac Butterfield, when they did an investigation, which you can watch on YouTube. So there hasn't been people in there except for a cleaning crew, thank God, because there wasn't pigeon shit everywhere this time.
So much pigeon poo.
But Michelle and I had been in there for a while, and before guests even arrived, we were like setting up, and there were loud, audible like footsteps upstairs, doors banging, all that kind of stuff. And we had a couple of devices working that would like generate words from
the EVPs.
Yeah, basically EVP.
Like a built-in dictionary, but yeah.
It has a built-in dictionary that picks up code and makes sound into code, and then that code has an associated word and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. This thing was going off. It's like, don't leave, hello, blah, blah, blah. Tell us names, like balls are flashing left, right, and center. It was all good. Got to the last group, and they were over. They're like, no.
Go away.
I'm tired, go away. It's like, okay, cool. So this is halfway through the night. So we started with this group at 11 o'clock and they were scheduled to leave at 6 a.m. So around about 3:30/4, we got to go away and we had a Ghost Hunters Live/Most Haunted moment, which I posted on the page. So if you want to check it out. I went back to the kitchen because I was like, okay, there's something going on there. Ran into some guests that said they saw a light coming from a cell. Now, this is probably my bad. Take into account. I'm like, well, it's not open. Let's open this door that's not open. Okay, cool. Open it, go in there, do a bit of a live crossover, whatever. Everyone leaves. So Michelle and I are there by ourselves again, just trying to have a chat. That's just very negative. And we turn out the lights. There's a very famous cell in that building that has some artwork on the walls that may or may not have been done by a pedophile.
A notorious.
As I turned the lights out in that room, Michelle said, It's darker. It's dark in your room now. Are you happy? And it said, yum. And we're like, okay, cool. I'm like, what do you want us to do? I was get out. It was get out, leave. I was standing next to the staircase, like it sounded all night. And Brooke can attest to this because she was near us. On the staircase, it sounded like people coming up and down the stairs, constantly.
At one point, I had something like brushed off of the top onto my head, and I could see someone like looking.
Heard
down.
This noise. It then said, "Scream." I'm like, okay, we're done. And then as we're packing up our shit, before the last thing before we went down the staircase, it said, be careful.
Oh, but what he neglects to tell you is that he was so shit scared he left his jacket behind.
Well, that was after this because I was fine. I was like, oh, let's have a break. And they want a break. I walked outside. We ran into some people outside and I quickly looked up. Swear to God, hand on heart, I can even describe what there was a guy looking out the window, the head of a guy looking out the window, white guy, brown bowl haircut, just quickly looked around the corner and went back in. I went, and then what happened? I'm like, I was like, I left my jacket up there. So then I got labeled a pussy, but hey, whatever. If something's telling me to get out, something's telling me to get out and be careful at 4 a.m., that's fine. I ain't no fool.
Someone had to go and retrieve his jacket for him.
I would have gone back and gotten it. I was just like, that's enough for me.
And there's a ghost that's notorious for pushing people downstairs.
Oh, we have to.
Kira, how do we get there? Can we rent it out just for us? Is that possible?
I don't know.
Vera knows many things.
What are you talking about?
The landmark.
Oh, in Syracuse.
Vera knows many things, but she also knows how to vent. So I hope she is ready.
So hot today.
Here we go, Vera vent. She's warm. She's ready. Here we go. One, two, three. Vent.
All right, kids. We started this a little bit earlier. As we all know, last week, there's a van full of fuckwits trying to disrupt a parade, a gay pride party in a park. Well, unfortunately, they're not the only fuckwits running around this pride. I hate to say it, but the chatter on the web is not good for pride events. I don't want to scare anybody out of pride. There was a drag queen story hour in Dallas, Texas, that was surrounded by chanting parents screaming and yelling at the drag queens. There are numerous people talking about drag events as being illegal, immoral, grooming children. Lauren Boebert, our favorite, well, our second favorite fuckwit, you know, we can't leave Marjorie Taylor Greene out, but Lauren Boebert's been blasting Twitter about all the drag queens and all the parents bringing their kids to drag bars. I know that most kids can't go into a bar, at least not in this country. But what is up with the demonizing of gays and pride? This is pissing me off, Royal. Oh, you poor tortured, small-dicked white men who gotta say, oh, they're shoving it down our throats. No, you don't have to go to the fucking park. But if you're going to show up in matching khakis, you're going to look like a choir. You're not going to look like terrorists. Stop. Nobody's shoving anything down your throat. You're just so terrified of your own sexuality that you can't stand it. So stop. We all know that 1 in 6 people is exclusively heterosexual and 1 in 6 people is exclusively homosexual, and all the rest of us fall in the middle. So put away all your little fears if you thought your boyfriend or your best friend's penis was exciting when you were 8 and quit trying to beat up other people. Grow up. We're tired of your small dick energy. And yes, we outnumber you. We may not have riot gear, but we can take you out with some heels and some bitching.
Exactly right. We'll take down your self-confidence like no one's business. Oh, and you won't know what happened. Speaking of big dick energy, before we close the show, I have to do a What the Fuck Weekly.
What the?
Now, we've all had a bad week. Not as bad as this poor fucking woman.
Oh my God.
We shouldn't laugh. What? It is so bizarre. What? For those of you that have not heard the story,
fucking do a woman to that in elephant.
India was
trampled. A woman in India was trampled by an elephant. Okay. Trampled by an elephant, taken to hospital, and died, sadly, from her injuries.
Cut to later.
When they are holding a funeral for her, she's on the pyre, all that kind of thing. Elephant comes back. Elephant tramples her body again, picks up the dead body, and flings it across the ground.
That elephant yeeted that bitch.
Oh, but wait, there's more. There's more. After this, elephant comes back again and tries to knock down the house. I don't know what this bitch did to that elephant, but it's true that an elephant never forgets.
Never.
That is what? One fucking diva elephant, right?
That's one vindictive bitch.
That elephant is gay. That's the day's
long. You know, elephants have a long memory. They talk about that elephant expert who worked in the wildlife preserve, and when he died, all these elephants came to his funeral.
You're not going to tell me that you will never be able to convince me that that bitch did not harm that elephant in some fucking way.
Yeah, I'm with you.
for that elephant to go after
that
her
is
dead
a
body.
Grudge, isn't it?
Yeah, that elephant like, is my fucking hero.
Definition of overkill. Definition of overkill.
That woman
trampling someone, going, wait, I'm not done. Trampling and then picking up the bitch's body and flinging it everywhere.
That woman insulted that elephant's mama.
That woman, yeah.
That woman hurt that elephant somehow.
I know that. I think we know who got the last laugh.
Us and the elephant.
Us and the elephant. Like that is a horrible story, but come on. What is the universe? That's like the universe.
I don't know that it's really that horrible. I really don't, because I believe she got what was coming to her.
Karma from an elephant. Now, Jeffrey, are you proud of your buddies on the Monday show? They went ahead without you. They survived.
They didn't have a fucking choice.
Oh, wow.
They were without Jeffrey, but I assume you're going to be back this week. We'll see.
Jeffrey will be back if Bigfoot doesn't fucking get him. Jesus.
Yeah, if he's not carried away by
the
Marmaduke.
I genuinely thought you were about to say Jeffrey will be back if Bigfoot doesn't fuck him. And
he's afraid of me.
Jeffrey's not into
bears. There might be an elephant coming for you, Jeff.
Something's coming.
Jeffrey's not into bears.
We're good
friends.
Jeffrey's
two fat dudes. We've been through this.
No.
We've been through this.
Honey, it's fine. I'm from fat.
From what I hear of the weekend that you just had, we're not shy about elephant appendages, but that's for another story.
Right. We like them big. We don't like
the That's
bodies.
Another story. Another
now,
day.
Power Ranger Brothers.
Oh, my.
Katrina.
That's a go-go Power Ranger.
She's like, don't you want to be my brother?
Wouldn't that be amazing if you two end up related? Well, it nearly happened once. Second time could be a charm. You never know. We have
Who's
some interesting stuff coming up, guys. So we can't talk about everything yet because it's not in the bag. But there could be some interviews and stuff coming your way very, very soon.
Rumor has it.
Maybe with my new.
I love this.
My new
oh,
boyfriend.
We should have played that video. Well, next week.
When it's confirmed, we'll play you a little treat of someone that I've just become a little bit obsessed with at the moment.
That's no, okay. And I want to. We did a little video, on TikTok, and then we got a stitch back from one of our listeners, Rumor Reese, which just did an amazing,
which
amazing.
Was funny.
It was
funny. I saw it. If you haven't seen it, check out our TikTok, please do. Guys, please do like us on everything. Share us. We need a little bit of love. We need you to find us some friends. So if you enjoy our horribleness about
Jeff
people
just
getting
made a friend out there,
you know, people getting stopped by elephants and stuff like that, make sure that you like us on Facebook. YouTube could do us some love. Everything. If you want to wear us, go to uncensoredradio.shop. Get us on your chest, on your head, on your business parts, whatever, and make sure that you keep checking in with us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and eventually Wednesday is when we get around to it, but that's for a later discussion. Who's to say? We will see you all again next week. Get ready for some maybe different faces to pop up on the Thursday shows as well. You never know who's going to be here, but one thing is for sure, we'll keep our conversation.
People are getting
uncensored. Bye. Take it easy.
I'm kidding. Don't call me.
Wait.
I'm kidding.
I've had a thought. The only thing that would make that elephant story better is if that lady worked at the M&M factory too and she fell in the peanut M&M vat and the elephant was like, oh, girl, happy pride.